Blowing Up a Storm is brought to you by the Windworks Symphonic Wind Ensemble, showcasing the very best of wind band music.
Good morning and welcome to our fifth edition of Blowing Up a Storm. I'm Rian van Wyk and we are continuing our journey through the history of wind band music and composers. In the 1950s and 60s, wind band music underwent significant development. During this period, the wind band, traditionally associated with military and brass traditions, began to diversify its repertoire and sound. The 1950s saw the wind band becoming a more integral part of educational programs, leading to a greater emphasis on repertoire suitable for young players. In the 1960s, the wind band's repertoire expanded to include original compositions specifically written for the medium, reflecting a broader range of musical influences and showcasing the band's versatility. This era marked the beginning of a new phase of growth and innovation for wind band music. Two wind band favorites come to mind. Four Scottish Dances by Malcolm Arnold, composed early in 1957, was dedicated to the BBC Light Music Festival. This suite has four distinct movements which incorporate folk melodies and rhythms, offering a vibrant celebration of Scottish dance forms. The piece, with its energetic, playful nature, remains a popular choice in the wind band repertoire for its engaging and accessible music character. Variations on a Korean folk song by John Barnes Chance, composed in 1965, explores Korean folk music through a series of variations. The piece is based on the traditional Korean song Arirang, a widely recognized folk melody, and blends cultural elements with contemporary wind band techniques. You will now hear two excerpts from the pieces described earlier. Thank you. have just listened to the second movement of Malcolm Arnold's Four Scottish Dances, arranged by John Painter, performed by the Windworks Symphonic Wind Ensemble, conducted by Sean Kierman, and an excerpt from Variations on a Korean Folk Song by John Barnes Chance, performed by the University of Stellenbosch Symphonic Wind Ensemble, conducted by Pamela Kierman. To listen to this feature again, visit fmr.co.za and click on Podcasts, Blowing Up a Storm.
Blowing Up a Storm was brought to you by the Windworks Symphonic Wind Ensemble and sponsored by the Mzansi National Philharmonic Orchestra. FMR.